There's never a shortage of dumb people doing really stupid things. Welcome to another edition of Idiotology with Lynch and Taco. 101.1 WJRR. Bunch of freaking idiots.
All right, this hour on the Lynch and Taco Show brought to you by Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning. And when we get done here, I do believe we have some more cold beer to give away, guys.
You better believe it. Ice cold case of Butter Bud Light. Thank you, Gamble. He just got us up running live on Facebook. Yeah, we'll tell you when to call for that ice cold beer on this free beer Friday, baby.
We begin flashing back to the Cold War era. This is kind of interesting. Recently declassified files have revealed a possible spy who was working in Poland for the British intelligence service MI6 named?
No idea.
British spy. What's the famous British spy?
James Bond.
Yes, an actual dude named James Bond apparently was working for the British government in the Cold War era. This file from 1964. Now, ironically, what the first Bond movie, I think, was in 63.
Did it all come from that, in all honesty, then?
No, this is just a coincidence.
Just irony.
That's all it is.
I gotcha. Coincidence. Were you, I think we've discussed this. Were you guys Bond guys?
I like James Bond movies.
Gamble?
I'm not the biggest spy guy. My roommates love him.
I watched James Bond movies, but I was never really a Bond guy, you know? Not like, oh, God, I gotta see James Bond.
Now, give Gamble Reno 911.
Mm-hmm. And give me Fast Times. And it's a whole different story.
Exactly like James Bond movies.
Give me some Happy Gilmore and I'm on.
We go to Tallahassee, home of Gamble's alma mater, FSU.
Go Noles.
I was waiting for it. Not anymore, you won't.
I just want to read you the headline to this story. Pigs aren't meant to live in frat houses. City of Tallahassee looking for a home for Petunia the pig.
I'm glad my daughter didn't hear this story. Remember before we got the S-Eater, Teddy? That's what she wanted. Remember all the listeners were giving me tips on don't get a pig because you think it's the little baby whatchamacallit, and then they turn into a big old monster?
Yeah, this pig, Petunia, I guess the frat members thought it'd be a novel idea to have a frat house pig.
Oh, chicks want to pet it all the time? Of course.
And quickly, Petunia didn't exactly get the care or upkeep that a pig needs to live in a frat house.
The frat boys can't take care of themselves, much less a pig.
So the city of Tallahassee and animal control up there have taken Petunia into their care and looking for a good home for the frat house pig.
Gamble.
I always feel bad. Like, whenever I saw a frat house with their animal, like, there was one that had a dog. And it's not like the dog looked sickly or anything, but I just knew no one was taking care of that dog. It was used to pick up chicks and then was probably almost going to get run over by a car when some guy wasn't watching it
and in the bathroom. I'm sure it's getting tormented all the time. Like, hey, you got the new pledges, line them all up in peanut butter time.
That, and this was the frat that they decided, like, every year they went all out. They had, like, a military-themed party where everything, they made their whole frat look like a whole barracks. So, a lot of sandbags, a lot of aesthetics went into the frat house.
That sounds like a really neat one.
Yeah. Pay a lot of money to be part of that. Yeah. Get some friends. I can't imagine that all the fraternity brothers are also jumping and volunteering to take Petunia out for a walk, or any dog out for a walk, or give any animal a bath or whatever. Just lining up for that.
You know it. Like we said, they can't, you know, a lot of them showering themselves. And
former Disney chief financial officer has a bit of a problem going on, Lawrence Rutowski.
He just left in the last couple of years, right?
When was Rutowski working? Anyway, he's no longer with Disney. He's got an issue with a couple that is squatting in his $2.2 million Connecticut mansion.
Oh, he finally found him.
Now, would you care to guess how this scenario came to be, guys?
I was going to guess he had a $2.2 million house. Let's say that you have 17 rooms in your house, I'd only see about 10 of them every now and again.
No, it's not that kind of... These were legitimate renters. In fact, it was an attorney and his wife who rented the home. And it was just like insane amount of money a month. Then the pandemic hit and the eviction protection notice went into effect. So they just stopped paying the guy and have just been living there rent-free all pandemic long.
$2.2 million. You know what the mortgage is like on that? But it's probably paid off with him, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. But, it's just a...
Hey, you know what? Be thankful, sir, that you're not still the CFO at the theme park during the pandemic. So you're taking a hit. You're taking a hit on a mortgage. It could be worse.
You got out at a good time, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, there's this, and we do have video footage of this, San Francisco, which, a lot of strange things go on there, and they do things a different way in San Francisco and tolerate a lot of things that most other cities and towns around the country would not tolerate, including excessive shoplifting to the point where there's now 6 different Walgreens that have been forced to close because of excessive shoplifting. These big packs of shoplifters would come in and just take whatever they want on an almost daily basis, and the police have been prevented from doing anything about it, essentially. So these Walgreens stores have just been closing one by one out in the San Francisco area. There was a TV news crew there doing the story on what's happening with this as a guy is in the background stealing stuff.
Wait, so you mean they came in as a group, and that way it was almost like you're bum rushing the place so they can't stop you?
Well, that was, that's what you typically have seen in these, mob rules type things. Yeah. But no, it's gotten to the point now where just single shoplifters, like in this case that I'm describing, they don't care. They just walk in, take whatever they want and leave because they know that no one can do anything about it.
Is this
the city
deal
turns a blind eye to it?
When I was in high school, there was like a rumor that if Walmart had a rule where apparently if you are seen walking out with it, they can't like do anything about it. They can yell at you, but they can't come after you. Is this like the same thing there?
A lot of companies, to be fair, yes, Gamble, will have a policy in place that their employees are not to engage a shoplifter. But if you take it to the level where you can't do that, and then the local police really aren't dealing with those types of crimes at the direction of the people who run the city, you have a real problem that is snowballing, and now you've got 6 Walgreens that are having to close because nobody will protect them and their merchandise. And the video footage is amazing. They're there doing the story. This guy jumps over the counter, grabs like a big air mattress or something, and just walks out.
They need to start shooting people. I'm done with it. When people are loading up the grocery carts with all the expensive seafood and booze and stuff and walking out of the grocery store, they can't touch them. And a lot of times they're going to a car that's stolen and has stolen plates on it. Ugh.
99% of the country doesn't put up with this crap. It's just these little pockets around where,
San Fran, then out, Seattle?
Yeah, the usual suspects.
Go ahead. Nothing, I forgot.
Okay. Let's give away some free beer. How about that?
Ice cold case. All you have to do is call 407-916-1011.
It is Free Beer Friday. 21 or older, please. We'll hop on the phones and grab a winner here momentarily.
Lynch and Taco on demand. Download the iHeartRadio app and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is JRR.